Omar the Kogoris, he heard them learning like this. Omar Shmuel said like this. That the words of Ashi was saying like this. That the Shmuel said, "Hashoy ledag min hayam b'Shabbos." If somebody picks up a fish out of the ocean on Shabbos, you just pick him out. Kivon sheyavish by kisela, as long as you let the fish stay out of the water enough time that it started to dry up, just the size of a sela, a small size of it, a small part of it started to dry up. Chayiv, you should know yechayiv hariga. That's called you killed the fish on Shabbos and yechayiv hariga. That's when yechayiv. Even though it's still jumping around, Rashi says still yechayiv tils the shama. Vehi ashi av malacha detnan ashechit. It's a lav malach of killing an animal. So one gist in Rashi is that Rabbi Yosi bar Avin heard the way Rav Ashi said this memra, and he told Rav Ashi, you should know, it should be Ben Sampirov. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi said back to him, V'loi sovolo mar dehi Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Avin omro, like, don't you hold, you know who said this memra, that the dryness has to be Ben Sampirov by its fins. It's Rabbi Yosi bar Avin. So in other words, Rav Ashi didn't know who this Talmud was, and he thought the Talmud was saying in his own name. So he said, how come you didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Avin? So Amalei, the Talmud answered back, you should know, I know Nehu, I am him. I am Rabbi Yosi ben Avin, therefore I have a right to say it over, and I don't have to say it in my name, because I'm the one that's saying it. Then it's me, I'm the one, so I don't have to say it over, like it's me that was Mechadashit. So then Amalei, then Rav Ashi asked him, V'lav kamid Rabbi Yosi de min yukris have a shriach mar. Didn't you learn before by Rabbi Yosi de min yukris? Like it was you do what he said that Rabbi Yosi bar Avin was the Talmud. So Rav Ashi asked Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, how come now you came to me? So Omalei Hain, he said yes. Omalei said, and he asked him, my time of shavki mar b'yosehocha, like how come you left your Rebbe and you came to me? Omalei, he answered back, Yishinel gavro di albrei vi albrati loy chayis. His tamaisu work was soon see between was by Rabbi Yosi the Menuchris. He did not have Rachmanas on his own children. Is a lie did di hechi chayis? Is he going to have Rachmanas on me and a Talmud? In other words, the Rebbe has to have Rachmanas on his Talmidim. And if the Talmud feels the Rebbe won't have Rachmanas on him, he can't learn by him. Sure, he's not going to have Rachmanas on me. What was the maisa mahi? Where was the maisa that Rabbi Yosi the Menuchris did not have Rachmanas on his son? Is Yom Echad happened one day? Heavy Agrile Agira. He used to rent out Bedavra. Agrile Agira. He had people working for him. Bedavra in the fields. Nogalahuv Loyaisila Rifta. So usually, Rabbi Yosi the Menuchris used to bring them food every day. He hired people to work for him, and he had to feed them. One day he came late with the food, and the workers in the field had nothing to eat. Is Omulel Lebreit, so they said to Rabbi Yosi ben Yukris' son, Kafin and Heavy, Yasvi, Kafin and Heavy, like we're hungry, we don't have any food to eat. Yasvi to sit hinta. They were sitting underneath a date tree. Is Omri said like this, under a fig tree. Oma Tena Tena, so the son said, you fig tree, Hoitziyu Perasecha, Vyoichlu Perlayaba. He dove into the fig tree, please give off a lot of food right now, that these workers are going to have what to eat. Is afiku, so the tree listened to the sun, and the ochlu, and the tree gave off a lot of nice figs right away, and the workers had what to eat. Is adhochi the ochi, later what happened was, osi yavua, then Rabbi Yosi Dimin Yukris himself came. Omalu, he said to them, letimtaku b'dadaichu, like don't get angry at me, that I didn't bring you food yet. Dahai, the nahagna, that I came late today, a mitzvah terachna, because I was busy in doing a mitzvah. And up until now I was busy mamish with the mitzvah. So now's the first time I have time to bring you food, but don't get angry at me. Is Omrulay, so the work is said back to Rabbi Yosi, Rachmana Lisavecha, Kiecha di Asboyim Brech, like Hashem should fill you the same way your son filled us up. Is Omrulay Mehecha, like where did my son get food to feed you? Is Omrulay, so they told over what the son did. Omru hochiv yochi yavi ma'isam. This is the ma'isa that your son dived into the tree, and this fig tree, this date tree, gave us out a lot of fruit. That's what happened. Is so Omalei. So he said back to his son, Omalei, he said back, Bini,
Ata trachtes koinecho, loitzi teina peroiseh shloibizmano, like you bothered Hashem, like you davened to Hashem to make this fruit tree give off its fruit too early, is yosef shloibizmano, you should also die before yizman. And he gave his son a klola. But that's the pshat, he didn't have rachmanas on his son. True, his son did something wrong, like he davened to Hashem, Hashem should make a nest, it's not a nice thing to do, but still he didn't have rachmanas on his son, he gave his son a klola, he should die early. That's the pshat, he didn't have rachmanas on his son. Vaita brata my heavy. What was the story with his daughter? Heavy lay brata. He had a daughter. Baalis yofi. She looked very pretty. Yoy mechada. One day, Chazia, the father saw, lehu garva, there was a man, tevi kare behutza. He was making a hole through the wall, through the gate. The kachazila, he was looking through the gate to see his daughter. Omaloy my high. So the father asked, what are you doing here? Omaloy said like this, Rebbe, in the lochocha loizachisi, like for sure you're not going to let me marry your daughter. I'm not zeicher to marry her. Of leroyseloyeska, I call upon her. Let me look at her. Like she's a beautiful girl. I want to look at her. That's what the person said. Is omelos? So the father said, "Biti kometzaris lulebraisam." Like since you're so beautiful, you're making people do averis. Shuvul yafrecha. You should go back to your dirt, because you should die. V'yal yichshelu bein dich binayodim. And people should not do averis with you. So that was the maaser that didn't have rachmanis on his own daughter, that he was mispalel his own daughter should die in order that people should not do averis because of her. Heaven lay Yehu Chamra. He used to have a donkey. To kid the heavy agri law, when he used to rent out his donkey, call yoyma every day, lurter at night, heavy mishadri law agru agaba. People used to put the pay for the day on top of the back of the donkey. For yasi levei mara, and the donkey would take the money back to its master. And if you put too much money or too little money, the donkey didn't move. The donkey only went home when you put the exact amount of money on top of it. Yom Echad happened one day. The person that borrowed the donkey, that rented it that day, forgot his shoes on top of the donkey. And the donkey didn't move. Until first the person that rented it took off his shoes. And then the donkey went home. That's the type of a donkey he had. Fight Elazar ish birsa. This person Elazar can have a chazile gaboy tzedaka. When he used to see the gaboy tzedaka, heavy toshimnei, he used to hide from them. Why? Because when the gaboy tzedaka would see Eliezer, they would hide from him. Why? To chol my devi gabe yoyivlo. Because Eliezer is birsa. He was a poor person, but every penny he had, he gives to tzedaka. So Pasha the gaboy tzedaka didn't want to meet up with him. They didn't want to take away his money. Is Yom Echad one day it happened, Avi Solik Lashuka, that Eliezer went to the Shuk, Lemizvan, to buy something. Lemizvan Nedunya Labrate. He was like marrying off his daughter, so he wanted to buy a nice present to give to his daughter before he marries her off. So he had some money with him, this Eliezer. Is Chazua Gaboy Tztaka. So Punk now in the marketplace, the Gaboy Tztaka met him. Is Toshmine. So the Gaboy Tztaka hits from Eliezer, that they didn't want to take away his money. Ozav Roy's Basrai, Reb Lezer saw them, he ran after these people, Klefkin's Doka. Omalu, Ashbia Saicha Bamaya Sikto, like swear to me, for what purpose are you Klefkin's Doka now? Omrule, they told him, the Yosim, the Yosima. We're collecting money for Yosim and Yosima. That's what we need money for now. Is Omal Hensor, Reb Lezer told them, Havoido, like I'm making like a Shvua, Shane Kaidman Leviti, that for your purpose is more important than my daughter. Shoko called the heavy Badei, the Yoyevlo. So all the money he had to go buy something for his daughter that she's getting married, he gave all his money away for tzedakah. Toshle chadzuzi, left over $1. Zovin lechita, he bought $1 worth of wheat. Vyasik shadya beakalba. He took it over and put it into the warehouse. Wherever he stores his wheat, that's where he put the wheat. Is asoy de vesua, so when he went home, his wife met him, armalo lebrata, so when he went home, so his wife came home, and his wife asked his daughter, my icy yovuch, like what did your father buy for you today? From the time the father, Rebbe Lezer, came home already, and the mother came home later, so the mother thought for sure Rebbe Lezer went today to the shuk to buy something for his daughter, so he asked her daughter, what did your father buy for you today? Omrullah, so the daughter said, kol ma di isis da kalbush adisa. Whatever he bought, the little bit, the two pieces of wheat he brought, he threw into the warehouse. Is asya la miftach, bovah di kalbush. So the mother went to see how much wheat there was in the warehouse. Chazias akalba de maliyachita. She saw the whole warehouse of Namish full of wheat. For konafka bitinura de dosha. It was busting out of the door thresh, the wheat. There was so much wheat inside it. niftach bava mechita, and the door couldn't even open up, was so jam tight because of how much meat was inside. Is oz labrata, so the daughter went running, levei medrasha, to the father in the Beis Medrash, omrali, bo rei maos lechoy avecha, come and see what your friends did for you. Like you think you only brought one little piece of wheat home. You should know from this one little piece of wheat, it came out to be a whole warehouse full of wheat. Like we, mamas, we're rich now, we have a lot of money right now. So what did Rebbe Elazar do? Omar lo ha'avoid, like I'm making like a shvua now, you should know. Harayin hegdish alecha. I'm not letting you touch a penny of it. I'm making it a hegdish, it's a gold tzedakah. V'yein lecha be'emela ki'echad mania Yisrael. I only want you to take like any other oni. I'm making the mamash like hefka. Now they don't want to have enjoyment from that tzedakah what they give me. So he didn't let his daughter take it. He just said rather, let it be like hefka, that you could take like any other oni could take it. That's the same way you can take it also. We have Yehuda Nisiya Goza Tanisa. He once was Gozer Tanis. Boy Rachme, so he davened, no, there was no rain, and he davened the rain to come. For Lo Yosa, put no Lo Yosa Mitra, no rain came. Omri said, Kama Ika mi Shmuel Ramosil Yehuda Ben Gamliel.
In other words, by Shmuel the rain came, and by me the rain is not coming. Is Oila the door Shekei Nitka, Oive to this door that lives in such a situation, and Oila the Mish also be Yomav, Kach, Oive like to me, that I'm the God that this happens to me. Is a male cholish daiti, he felt very bad about this, and because of that, by says he davened better with muhachno, the yosem mitra, then the rain came.
From Osi davened, rain did come down. And when I'm davening now, it didn't come down the rain, so he felt bad. So Mara says, once he felt bad, he got a chalishas adas, then the yosem mitra, then taka the rain came down. But another maisa was the venesia goza tanisa, also, because rain didn't come down. So the venesia were goes with the fast. You didn't tell Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokish about the fast day. Let's start for the next morning. They told Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokish that today is a fast day. So Omalei Meshlokish Rabbi Yechon and Meshlokish told Rabbi Yechon, "Holei Kabil Nu Alon Meyurta." We learned before you only could have a tainis if you accepted upon yourself yesterday by Mincha. So Meshlokish told Rabbi Yechon, "We didn't accept this tainis yesterday, so maybe we don't have to fast today." Omalei Rabbi Yechon said, Anan Basrayu Garnino and the Venesia. No, we go after what the Venesia does. They're like the bosses. So since they were Makabal of Tainus and everybody they made it for Tainus Seaborn, we have to fast also. Now goes the Tainus, so the Venesia made the Tainus, Vloyasa Mitra, nothing happened, the rain still did come down. Tornalhu, it was learned, Oishia Zira Dimin Chavrayu. So they said in front of him, Oishia, Rashi says, Zira Dimin Chavrayu. Sawyer, the youngest one in the yeshiva there, has this, Oshia, he was the young student in the yeshiva there. And he said in front of this pasuk, that means, Moshe lekala, shoyim beisaviyah, you have a kala in the father's house. Calls the man sheinea yofas, calls the man arise on ice, ain't called gufa tzricha v'dika. You don't have to check out a whole body. A nail terutais, if her eyes doesn't look nice, then call go for tzricha v'dika. Then you have to check her out altogether. So he meant to say here also, if the sekanim, the older people, are tzadikim, then everything goes good. But mashma, since you are not a tzadik, the sekanim, therefore we have to be boiling, therefore rain is not coming. It's also uvdei, for romalei sudri b'tzavara. So what happened was, they took like they want to start choking. They want to start choking the kid. They took like a handkerchief and put it around his neck. For kometzayr, they do metzayr him. Like he's saying, it's because of the tzaddikim, they're no good. Omalei, v'nei me'asi yoshavkei. So somebody said, no, leave him alone. The konami mitzayir alone. He also bothers us also. And kivu the chazinado, the chomili l'shem shemayim, everything he does is l'shem shemayim, l'yamalei midi, we don't say anything to him. V'shavkinolei, we leave him alone. Is also nami you also. Shavkinolei, leave this oishi alone. Because he's doing l'shem shemayim. Because what somebody wanted to do was, to give machlish sadas, make him feel a little bit bad, and now that he feels a little bit bad, he'll daven better, and when he davens better, now rain would come. Another maisa was Rebbe Goza Tanis. The Rebbe was Gozer Tanis, because there was no rain. And even after they fasted, Vaita Vloyosimitri, no rain came down. Nochis Kaima Ilfa, Ilkos went in front of him, the Amrilon, and some say Rebbe Ilfa. And Ilfa said, Oma Masha Varuach, he started to daven and said, Masha Varuach, Vanosha Zika, and the wind came. Then he said, Murid Ageshem, the Yosem Mitra, and rain came down. Omalei, Ma Uvdecha, so they asked him, how come you're so great, like what's so great about you, that when you daven, punk, the rain comes down. Omalei said like this, the Raina Bekusta Dechika, I live in a very poor place. The Lespe Chamra Lekidusha Vyavdalta. In my city they were so poor we have no wine, not to make Kiddush, not to make Havdalah. And Tarachna, but I work very hard, I bother myself very hard, the Yasina Chamra Kedusha Vyavdalta. I make it my business to get a little bit wine in order to make Kiddush and Havdalah. So because of this chus, he was like, when he davened for rain, Hashem listened, the rain came right down. Rebbe Ikloy Luhasra. Rebbe went into a place. Goza Tanisi, was Gozer Tainis there. Vuloyosa Mitra, and rain didn't come down again. So Nochis Kaim Meshlichu the Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur went in front of him to start davening. And the Shliach Tzibur said, Omar, Mashav Ruach V'noshav Zika. He said, Mashav Ruach, and the wind blew in. Omar Morid Ageshem, V'yosim Mitzvah, the rain came right down. Omar and Yestim also, Ma Yuvlecha, what's so great about you? How come also by you, right away when you daven, Hashem listens to you? Omar he said, Miyakiri Dardiki Ano, Omakarno Livnei Aniya Kivnei Asira. I teach young children. And I act nice to the poor children, just like I act to the rich children. Anybody that can't afford to pay, I don't charge them. Midi, v'yisli peiri dikavri, and I have like a pond of fish in my house. V'choman deposhi, any child that doesn't learn so good, mishachdinu lei minayu. I give him shechet and tell the kid, you should know, if you can start to learn very good, I'll let you play with my fish. Or misadrinu lei, mafasinu lei, adiyosi v'kori. And I let him play with the fish until mamish the kids get a geshmak and start to learn well. So since he let the kids learn, so he's such a good malamit for darbekin, v'schus zeh Hashem listened to his tefillas. Rav Nachman goza taniso. Nachman also made a tainus. There was no rain at his time. Boy rachmi david lo yosem mitra. Nothing doing. No rain came. Omri said,
shaklu le Nachman, like he said about himself. Take Nachman, chavuta throw minguda liarya from the top of the wall to the ground. As if to say, I don't deserve to have my high position anymore, because I see my tefillah doesn't help. His cholish daiti, he felt very bit because of that. And the mela with chalisha sadat, he davened much better, but achno, v'yosu mitra, then rain came. Then the Gemara says, Rabba goza tanisa. Rabba also was going through a tainis, because there was no rain. Boy rachman, he davened, for lo yosu mitra, but still the rain didn't come. Omru later, they said to him, Ivo Rav Yehuda, by Rav Yehuda's times, when he was Goyza Tainis, used to daven, the rain came down right away. So like, how come by you not? Omaluhi, so Rava said back, my Yevid, what can I do? Imishum Tanuyis, because you want to say they learn more. It's not that way. Ananadifu Minayu, we're learning more than them. The Mishneh, the Rabbi Yehuda, because in the times, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, called Tanuyi bin Ezekin. All that they used to learn was only inside the Nezikin. Bin Ezekin Heve. The Yanan, but Rabbi said,